Thanks to the federal GI Bill, the number of veterans on American college campuses is expected to jump by 30% this year. Some estimates put it at 100,000 people nationwide, with about 400 at UMass Amherst alone. But even with financial help, the transition from combat to campus can be tough. WFCR's Karen Brown reports.
When John Schnauber finished his combat duty in Afghanistan, he was eager to get a college degree and enrolled at the University of Massachusetts. He got mostly A's, but just couldn't relate to his fellow students. He'd survived shelling, shooting, and worse, while most of his classmates were fresh high school graduates who'd gone straight from their parents' homes to the college dorm.
People running up down the halls at night, screaming, yelling at night, just general freshman college kind of behavior, it brings up issues.
Schnauber is now a veterans advocate at UMass Amherst, and those issues he mentions start with memories of combat. For instance, UMass sociology major John Goldman still cowers whenever he hears a high-pitched whistle. He imagines it's a rocket-propelled grenade. He says his fellow Iraq War veterans have it worse.
There are some guys who need to sit in the back corner of the room during class, so no one's going to surprise them. No one's going to come up behind them. They're just sizing things up every situation. They're saying, where's my exit? Who looks shady? Just, they're still in the combat mindset.
Then there are the habits veterans learned in military training that they can't shake and may not want to. 25-year-old Eric Fioli is a history major. He says military discipline helps him do well academically, but gets in the way socially.
We move at like 200 miles per hour to accomplish our mission. And it's difficult because people around, we have to learn how to tone it down because people around us don't sometimes move at that level.
Granted, veterans often have a tough re-entry into civilian life, but the surge in veterans entering college has renewed debate on how much a university should or can do to help. Jack Mordente runs the veterans office at Southeastern Connecticut University. He says the typical 18-year-old freshman gets much more handholding.
The university reaches out to the true freshman and brings them in for orientation. You know, the veterans don't get that. As an older adult student, you know, they're coming here pretty much on their own.
Mordente, himself a Vietnam vet, is with the National Organization of Veteran Program Administrators, which advocates for campus services. He says almost every major campus is seeing an influx of veterans, and most administrators are anxious about it.
You know, you get 200-300 vets going to school, and you know, that's a significant amount. And you are taking on the responsibility, I think, or burden of a population that some of them can have some real issues.
Including cases of post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, alcohol abuse, and other adjustment problems. While student veterans can get therapy at a Veterans Affairs Medical Center, Mordente says few make use of that resource, and that leaves university staff to fill in the gaps. There used to be federal funding for colleges to staff veteran services, but Mordente says that money dried up in the 1980s. His group is lobbying to bring it back, but until then, it's up to each school to decide what it needs and can afford.
It does feel overwhelming. We have been preparing for, you know, an onslaught.
Judy Gagnon runs a military drop-in center at UMass. She estimates there are 400 vets on campus this year, about twice as many as last year. Her job is to guide them through university bureaucracy and help them feel welcome on a traditionally liberal campus that tends not to embrace military culture.
Talk to you later, Judy.
John, it was such a surprise to see you this afternoon.
Oh, you'll be seeing more of me up there.
Okay.
The veterans office is in a central location on campus. It's considered a model for other schools, but Gagnon says she still worries about veterans falling through the cracks, especially when it comes to mental health care. She says as a group, veterans tend to be resistant to clinical help, so those who've been on campus longer, like UMass senior John Goldman, try to look out for the newer ones. He says just having a designated veterans hangout goes a long way.
They just love connecting with some vet on campus. They love sitting down and being able to say, this guy knows my story, this guy knows what I've been through, so I can go to him for help.
Like most colleges, UMass hasn't hired additional counselors to handle veteran issues, but it has held staff trainings on military culture and post-traumatic stress disorder. The Military Resource Center puts out a flyer listing questions people should ask veterans, like where did you serve, and those you shouldn't ask, like did you kill anyone? UMass Veterans Advocate John Schnauber says improving conditions for veterans takes a commitment from the community at large.
So we can educate these 2 million people that have gone to war for us, and we can let them help rebuild our economy. They're leaders. They have experience, but they need the support.
The Massachusetts Governor's Office has put out a call to all colleges and universities to make their campuses veteran-friendly. The first statewide conference on how to do that takes place next month. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.